going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
1-0. Swung on. Broken bat flare towards center. Stott can't get it. Stevenson has it. Alonso coming home. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Starling Marte with a broken bat, base hit to center, wins it for the Mets, a 4-3 walk-off in 10.
Yeah, hit those alarms. Hit them. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass hitting the alarms, and I'm hitting them as well. We got a lot to get to today, and we will have a lot of fun because we lead you right up to the NFL draft tonight on WIP. The Eagles with the 32nd pick. The baseball team struggling mightily. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. And shout out to all the people that are here for the Penn Relays. Traffic was bananas coming in this morning. I mean, more so bananas than it
usually
has been.
It's bananas every day.
But it was really bananas this time. It was really bananas.
Traffic Douglas might be part of that bracket next year.
Yeah, it's traffic. I mean, I still get here on time, but it's just a lot.
Well, that's what traffic is.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot right now. Anytime I got to watch the Phillies play the Mets, because this is, we have a lopsided NL East rivalry right now where the Mets continue to take it to the Phillies. Hugh, yesterday, it was predictable. I mean, I know Wheeler was on the mound, and with Wheeler, you feel great. And Wheeler, for the most part, pitched well, right? He gave the home run, but for the most part, he pitched a good game and deserved to get a win yesterday for how he pitched. But I wasn't surprised at all that the Mets beat the Phillies because the Mets own the Phillies. It stinks.
That hurts.
It hurts to say. They own them. I mean, and they don't fear them at all. And Hugh, it's not just this. There's a couple things here. One, it's this series, which was a disaster for the Phillies. They get swept up in New York. But bigger picture, I am really concerned with this team. I see a lot of reasons why this isn't just going to magically fix itself. And I don't think it's too early to hit a real panic button here on this Phillies team. They're 13-12. They look like they're in a different class than the New York Mets right now. Their starting pitching has been good but not great. Their bullpen is horrendous. And their offense, I don't know. Everyone tells me about the names they have, and they should be better.
The back of the jersey.
Yeah, they're not that good. I'm sorry. I watch the offense every day like everybody else does. This has been going on since the middle of last season where they just don't score that many runs. They don't get big hits. You know, Harper has not done incredibly well so far to start this season. Turner does not scare anybody. Meanwhile, Lindor comes up there and you're terrified. Soto comes up there and you're terrified. Alonso comes up there and you're terrified. Hugh, it was a humbling week for the Phillies because that was a big series and they got smacked around in New York. They had 3 total extra base hits in 3 games. Hugh, where are you at on the Phillies right now as they get swept by the Mets?
You know, that was a tough game to watch yesterday. You saw somewhat resilient Phillies team come fight back and, you know, make the game interesting for most of the game, but lose it in extra innings.
Yeah.
You asked the question, am I panicking?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not panicking, but I am concerned. And what I'm concerned about is the hitting. The biggest difference right now between you and the Mets was 2 things. Ike pointed out yesterday that you know, they're not giving up a whole lot of hits. They're not giving up a whole lot of runs, I should say.
And then they don't have star pitchers, but they get a lot of outs.
They play, and with that being said, man, they play pretty good defense. Nimmo didn't get a hit yesterday, but he played some really, really good defense.
Soto throwing out
Lindor
Castellanos.
Played some really good defense. And I look at that, Joe. Here's the difference between the Phillies and the Mets right now. In a nutshell, for me, timely hitting. When you talk about that game yesterday and we had the ability to take the lead and look like we were going to win it and they were able to tie it up and go into extra innings, timely hitting for the Mets was the difference maker. Now, I know we've been talking about all of these ills and ailments that this team has had with the timely hitting, but yesterday that was, to me, that when it really reared its ugly head.
Yeah.
You didn't get the timely hitting that you needed when you needed it, but the Mets did. They really, really did.
They did it, and they did it over and over again over the course of the series. 215-592-9494. I think we had a conversation a week and a half ago. Is it too early to be concerned or to panic? Well, is it still too early? They're 25 games in, and this looks...
This is where you figure out, like most people say, this is where you find out who you are.
This looks exactly like it did from July on last year. Up and down, not that great. I mean, this is not good. And they're now five back of the Mets. I know it's still April and leads in a division. That changes quickly. I don't see a team right now that's going to just catch and run past the Mets. The Mets are better than the Phillies. I mean, I hate saying that, but they're better.
It feels like it.
Yeah,
it feels like it right now, playing with a lot more confidence.
Yes.
Man, like I said, yesterday for me the biggest thing was some plays in outfield by Nimmo and Lindor and those guys.
Well, the throw from Soto to get Castellanos
man,
out.
I tell you, you got a cannon. Got a cannon.
Well, it's a shame where they're at right now. But the Phillies are struggling, and I am really concerned about this baseball team. 215-592-9494. Is it too early to panic? Let's hear from Topper. Hugh was touching on the idea of the timely hitting. Well, if you listen to Topper, it's just all a bunch of randomness.
Looked like the pitch from Romano to Alonso was a good one that he just gets out and gets a piece of it. And one to Marte is probably one he wants. You don't want it there, correct?
Well, I mean, Marte didn't hit the ball hard. So there you go, right? It's the randomness of the game. Whereas I thought the pitch to Alonso probably got too much of the play.
Too much. Okay.
Yeah, and he could barrel it.
Yeah, the randomness of the game is why the Phillies have lost all these games to the Mets. It's why the Mets own the Phillies right now. It's why the Phillies are 13-12. The Phillies got off to a 6-1 start when they beat the Dodgers on that Friday night, the first City Connect night, where JT had the two caught stealings late in the game to finish that.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies were 6-1. They're 7-11 since that night. This is randomness that they've been crap for 2.5 weeks? I don't think it is. They're earning their record right now. Topper is frustrating the heck out of me because he's just excusing everything. At least Bryce Harper seemed to take the pledge. Can we hear it from Bryce Harper, who sounds, at least there's some frustration in his voice as the Phillies continue to get beat up by the Mets?
Yeah, I'd rather you guys say it's a little early, right? I don't like that just because you should be wanting to play good baseball all year long from April all the way until November. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Like I said, you're going to go through ups and downs and you try to stay as even kill as you can. But we're a good team in here and we expect to win. And, winning takes care of it all. Winning takes care of, like I said, like mindset, everything else. So just got to be better.
I'm glad he said it. I mean, someone in that clubhouse, whether it be the manager or a player, has to wake everybody up because this idea of I can't believe the manager said it's randomness. Has he watched Junior Romano pitch this year? It's not random. He's getting teed off on every time he goes in the game.
Well, I think not making excuses, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what is he's trying? He's frustrated, and I'll give him this. Topper knows more baseball. He's forgotten more baseball than I know. But when you got to read the room, you can't say stuff like that to a fan base that's watching this team play, and you keep telling them that everything's going to be okay. Now, there's some room to be concerned about all of this because we see it, and it's eerily similar to the way that the last season ended. So that's not good. But I will say this. Still not a whole lot of production from your top four people in that lineup. That's what's kind of killing you as well. You got one run from Harper. You got a couple hits at the top of the order. You got a hit from Trey, Castellanos, and those guys. But you need that. The top of the order needs to produce a little bit.
There's no question. Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos went 5-46 in the series against the Mets.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hugh, you could boil it down to this, and the same thing was last October. Lindor, and they didn't have Soto then, but Lindor and Soto and Alonso outproduced the Phillies' top guys. I mean, that's it. That was the series, right? Like, what did they get out of Bryce Harper and Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber? Not enough in this series. It just wasn't enough. 215-592-9494. Where are you on the Phillies? They're swept by the Mets. I don't think it's too early to have some panic about this baseball team. We saw this at the end of last season. It's an older team. The vibe, they used to talk about the vibes. The vibes stink with this team right now. It's not good.
Well, we talked about trying to fix that yesterday, but.
We talking about the catcher?
Yeah, we were talking about trying to fix it.
Bring the backup catcher back.
Kyle didn't say it, but he was warming up to it, though.
Okay. Can we get the $300 million shortstop to hit? How about the first baseman?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we do that? Has anyone noticed Kyle Schwarber hasn't done much, so they move him to the cleanup spot? He hasn't slugged as much, maybe because no one's protecting him in the lineup now. I'm losing it. This Phillies team is driving me crazy. Kyle, where are you at this morning as the Phillies get swept by the Mets?
Yeah, anyone saying it's too early can shut the hell up. The too early stuff is a coping mechanism.
He cleaned it up.
For ignoring these issues that have been going on. They're not just new issues this season.
This is your fault.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, excuse me.
You enable things.
Not my fault.
Ready?
Okay. I'm sorry.
You give me this too early crap anymore, I'm gonna lose my mind. Like these are not new issues with this team. These aren't just like Phillies 2025 issues. These issues have gone back since last season, since the year before. It's crap, dude. It's the same old crap, and all the issues that we all noticed about this team going into the offseason that the front office ignored, they're very real. They're very real. Like, the bullpen is worse, guys, by a significant margin than last year. It's not just the same old offense either. It's worse. Like, the runners in scoring position problems are ridiculous. The feeble slap hitting offense that this team has, they're not getting extra base hits. They had, what, three?
In the series
against the Mets, I can't hear the it's too early crap. I challenge anybody who says it's too early to give me one damn thing that this Phillies team is great at this year. There's nothing. There's nothing that you can point out with the Phillies right now and say, "Wow, this is among the best in the league." And unfortunately, it's not even the starting pitching right now. Yeah. So like, I can't hear it anymore. Well, I'm not saying they're going to be one of the worst teams in baseball and the season's over. I have zero reason to believe that this season's going to end any differently than it has for the past 3 years.
I agree with you on that. 215-592-9494. By the way, speaking of their flaccid offense or whatever word we want to use, they have 20. Well, you used that word.
You missed it. He
snuck it in there. They have hit 21 home runs this season. You ready for the teams that are below that? The Miami Marlins, the Minnesota Twins, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Chicago White Sox, the Rockies, the Blue Jays, and the Royals. Where is the slug on this team? Where is the power? I thought Wheeler was not the problem yesterday, but when was the last time a hitter hit a ball the way Brett Beatty, who's not even that good, hit the ball off of Wheeler yesterday to the upper deck at Citi Field? When was the last time we crushed a ball? Trey Turner has one home run this year. One! Lindor had two the other night. One home run by Trey Turner the entire season. This team, look, we started this year and there was a lot of hope and expectation about where the baseball team could go. And there was a wide range. Remember the day we did the show about how many wins they're going to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had a wide range of people calling in that day. And I think the top of the line was a little over 100 wins, right? That was the most optimistic person we got. And then most people were in the 90s. I said 89 and everyone called me a hater. You know what? As you look at the range of potential outcomes, there is a world where this team just wins in the 80s. And I mean not even the upper 80s. I'm talking about just the mid-80s or low-80s. There's a world where they're just not that good. And I got time to figure this out. But this doesn't look good right now. And now we get to go to Chicago tomorrow against the Cubs team that's scoring like 7 runs a game. So that this whole thing should be fun. 215-592-9494. Endlessly frustrated with the Phillies who are just getting... I mean, like, the Mets are laughing at the Phillies. They don't fear this team at all.
Playing with a lot of confidence, man.
Yes. Well, they know they're better than the Phillies.
That was, I hate to add insult to injury, but that was Brett Beatty's first home run of the season.
It teed off on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't hit a ball like that in 3 weeks. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy NFL draft day, man.
Well, you know what? I can't wait till we can talk about that in a few minutes, because the Phillies are driving me crazy, Chris.
Don't worry about it, Joe. Howie's going to fix everything. I told you. Okay. He's good. Guys, this Phillies team is as ice cold as Frosty's ass right now. I mean, it's bitter. It's bitter out there. You know, I thought it was going to be 80 degrees today. Nah, go near that Phillies team. You'll catch frostbite. I'm not buying Hugh Thompson's, company man speak. Just I'm done with it. I'm getting over it. Joe, I got a message to send to all the fans out there that listen to this radio station and call in and have been asking for singles and small ball, and this team is flawed and all they do is slug. Well, you know what? They're hitting a lot of singles right now. How do you like them apples? How do you like that nonsense? Okay? Because enough is enough. Stop this insanity. Put Schwarber back in the leadoff. I know it's not pretty and it's not what you want, but that's how this team wins. That's what took this team to a World Series. We need to slug our way out of it. Stop all this nonsense about, you know, we're going to work pitchers and we're going to hit singles and we're going to blah, 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 blah. No, we're trying to change the stripes on the Tiger, and the Tiger is gray in the front. All right, we got veterans. You can't have all these veterans change their entire hitting approach because all of a sudden now we're going to go in this direction. You know what? The old approach may not win a title, but the old approach did get you to World Series, got you to a pennant, got you to three straight playoff runs. All right? Enough? Enough. And you know what, Kyle? Hit the damn buzzer. I need the A-L-A-R-M alarm. Go back to your old ways. Slug, Phillies. Slug.
Chris, appreciate the phone. He spelled alarm. Did you pick up on that? He hit the alarm by spelling alarm.
Yeah,
did you get it?
Yeah, it took me a minute.
Okay. Now that, well, now when he starts spelling, I'm like, what?
You got to spell it with him.
What word is he spelling?
You got to write that down.
Yeah. So Chris hit something there that I heard Ike a few weeks ago mention, the idea that maybe they need to abandon ship because they had this whole thing. They're going to take more pitchers. They're going to be more selective at the plate. And that's how they're going to be a better offense. So they've done that to some extent, right? In the beginning of the year, they chased less.
A lot of pitches.
The chase is up a little bit. I mean, they had a tough series against the Mets. But they are walking more than they have in years past. But there is no slug. I mean, they have gone from being a team that hits a lot of home runs to a team that now walks more, gets on base at a pretty high level. But like you said, Hugh, they don't knock them in when they're on. And they're not... Like, it's hard to win in baseball without home runs or doubles. It's just, you can't get 10 singles a night. It's almost like in football without any explosive. They have no explosive plays.
Yeah. I think it's too late for that, Joe, to be honest. Because I think that going into the season, you go into it with the philosophy and a plan to change certain things about your game.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're too far in now to try to change it now. You know what I mean? Because I think that's just going to make it worse. I think you need to stay the course and work harder. And what does that entail? I have no clue because it's kind of hard to say right now. You know, because last week we were talking about the bullpen. But the bottom line for this team all season long has been timely hitting.
Mm-hmm.
The timely hitting has not been there. There's been times where the pitching has been good enough, starting and the bullpen pitching has been decent enough that if you got a couple of runs, you could have saved a few of these games. Hasn't been the case. That has been the biggest thing to me, is that you don't get time in hitting. And it was evident last night when you look at the way the Mets played late in those innings.
Well, and Kyle asked a few minutes ago, what do they do really well? The answer is zero. I mean, like last year, their offense was up and down, but their starting pitching was so great and their bullpen was so great the first 3 or 4 months. They won almost every night. They don't have that anymore. The starting pitching has been fine overall. You know, when you factor in the bad Nola, the good Wheeler, it's been fine. Luzardo's been good. Sanchez has been good. Taiwan's been fine. But it's been fine overall. I would say it's like probably the 10th or 12th best rotation so far. Their bullpen's a disaster. They don't get big hits. They don't hit home runs. I mean, that's how you end up a 500-ish team, which is what they are right now. Manoli, I believe, is the name up next. Manoli in Burlington. Hey, Manoli.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Manoli. Good morning.
Why are guys hating on my Phillies? Yeah, I said it. Because the reason why I'm saying 90% of the fans that go into Citizens Bank Park are fake fans. Mm-hmm. All right? Listen, Nee, calm down. All right. The Mets are one of the hottest teams right now in baseball.
Yeah.
Okay? And we're in a slump. That's the problem.
The slump's been going on since July, Manoli. Last July.
Okay, and it's early, and we have the talent. Listen, Nola's going to get his groove back. Okay, everyone needs to calm down and have faith on this team. You think they're going to be playing like this the whole season?
They might.
Maybe.
They might.
Okay. They might.
They might.
Come on, man.
There is a world where they're
serious, Joe.
Hold on. I am serious. I'm dead serious. There's a world where this is a 500 team.
No. The Mets are better than the Phillies,
Manoel. Come on.
Did you watch the series? Could you imagine? One question. Could you imagine if Soto was batting 234 like he is right now and he was in a Phillies uniform? He's batting 234.
Manoel, hold on.
And they still swept us.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right about Soto. Manoli, they have the best record in baseball, and their best player hasn't hit yet. Does that not concern you a little bit? He's going to hit.
I'll tell you one thing. The Cubs are a much better team than the Mets.
Well, guess what? Yeah. Now we got to go play the Cubs next.
The Cubs are coming to town.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
That's my point. And what happens if the Phillies take 2 out of 3 or possibly even sweep?
Be wonderful. What happens if what happens if we get swept?
Look, that could be a possibility.
I know.
Because they gave – Look. No, because they got beat by they beat the Dodgers. They came back and beat the Dodgers. And what's their payroll? Listen, it's baseball, right? At the end of the day, it's baseball.
Oh, my goodness.
What does that have to do with? What does it have to do with what your eyes are telling you? Like, the Phillies don't look good.
The streaks in baseball will come.
Manoel, I appreciate your optimism. I appreciate your optimism. I think you're ignoring what's been going on with the Phillies since last July. This is what they've been. You're ignoring it.
Look, Lindor is their best player. Okay, Alonso blows.
Soto. The guy's got 26 RBIs.
Alonso blows.
Okay.
Okay. The only thing the majority of hits that he gets right are mostly home runs. Mm-hmm. Other than that, he's a bum.
How about the double? How about the double in the gap he had to beat us yesterday? How about that?
Us hitting home runs would be nice.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to sound like the manager.
No, Manoli, I hate them. Manoli, I hate the Mets. I hate them. But to pretend they're not better than the Phillies is just coping. They're better. Lindor gets to the plate, he's laughing. Like, Lindor walks up there with a confidence that he's going to own us, and he does.
Season.
Meanwhile, Trey Turner walks up there like he's scared of the moment.
Listen, that's a fact of what you just said right there. Right? Lindor is playing great baseball, and he's their best player. We have four best players on our team that can light it up any given time.
What offensive players do we have that can light it up any time? Because I count two.
Schwarber.
And Harper.
Schwarber.
Who else?
He was in slump. He was in slump.
You said three or four. Who's the third and fourth offensive player that lights it up around here?
Bone.
Oh, my God. Stop with the Bone thing.
It's the truth.
No, it's not the truth. You're putting Bohm in the same category as Lindor and Soto?
I'm saying that he can potentially, he has the potential to get that timely hit to up the Phillies.
Oh,
but look,
God,
we played a team that's one of the hottest in major leagues. I'm not doubting my Phillies. I think we're going to come. I actually think the Braves are going to come back and win a division, and we're going to come in second.
Yeah, but no,
the Mets are going to fall off.
Manoli,
just delusion. Their pitching will not pitch like this the whole entire year. Yeah, okay. We have better pitching too.
Mm-hmm. Sure, look like it this week, Manoli. I appreciate the phone call. I agree, the Mets won't pitch like this the whole year, but like that was coping. That was topper level
that was unbelievable.
Coping.
Finally, he got sober as the call went on.
Yeah. See, but it's just your fault.
What do you mean it's my fault?
You enable this kind of stuff. That's
the company out there saying, you know what?
I have an advocate here.
It's called optimism. Now, he was a little bit over the top with the optimism.
Well, there's a line between optimism and being drunk at 10 a.m. We got to find that line.
He was a little over the top with the optimism.
Yeah. Look,
I mean, there is a lot to worry about. And to say that we got the comparable hitters to what they had yesterday, I mean, if you're looking at the stat line from yesterday, he can make an argument for that. But for the most part, They got the hits when they needed hits.
Man, that's like the playoff game series
last
year.
They got hits when they needed hits.
We've seen this now. 215-592-9494. We will get to a lot on the NFL draft, what they should do tonight, names to watch, a mock draft. A lot going on the show today. We'll pivot to the draft, but we start with the Phillies because this is where we got a vent on a team that just got swept by the New York Mets. They're getting beat up by the Mets left and right. I'm panicking. I see a lot of reasons why there's issues with this Phillies team. Plus, you want to hear some more coping? We go from a caller to Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson.
That was enough for a lifetime for me.
We got to let you hear what those guys said. All right, audio from them next, plus a great prize to give away. We'll tell you about how we're doing it next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.